It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you know someone that's in an unhealthy relationship, or have you yourself been caught up in that trap and you don't quite know how to get out of it? Leading dating and relationship expert April Byer is my guest. April, let's talk about, you know, in an unhealthy relationship. First of all, how do you recognize in yourself that you're in an unhealthy relationship when sometimes you don't even want to recognize that fact?
Well, I think that's why women have to do the work, and men, to do the work ahead of time to find out what your balance is before you meet someone. It's like having a baseline. So if you are foregoing your values and your morals and your principles, you're not doing the things that you used to do, you're not smiling as much as you used to, you're stressed, you can feel the stress in your body, you know this is an unhealthy relationship for you. And it's important to recognize that your happiness is more important than the relationship itself.
Okay, well, now that's much easier said than done.
Of course.
Once you've recognized it, how do you convince yourself that you would be much happier when people are afraid, April, of being lonely? And they're afraid of being alone. And they're afraid of, well, at least this relationship is better than no relationship. How do you, either whether it's a loved one or whether it's you yourself, how do you take that first leap?
For me, it's understanding that there's always going to be another transition. So as a matchmaker, I've seen people really hold on to relationships, and they don't have to necessarily be toxic relationships, but I've seen people hold on to relationships where they just weren't that healthy, or they weren't inspired relationships, and they stay in it because they think, well, this might be my last chance at love. I've got to stay here. And as a matchmaker, you know, I could see somebody who's having a heartbreak on a Friday and 2 weeks later introduce them to the love of their life, and they're in a much, much better relationship. So understanding that there's always another opportunity around the corner, but you can't take your relationship and then think that you're going to jump into another one. Ending the relationship by saying, this is no longer working. It's not even a conversation that we need to have. I'm unhappy. We are not working at this point. I need to remove myself from this relationship instead of trying to fix it. And I think a lot of smart, successful people dig their heels in because they think, well, I've got to roll up my sleeves and try to make this work. Sometimes the strength is actually in the letting go.
Well, that's true. I'm sure that it is. And okay, so, you know, if it's the worry of being out of a relationship and or thinking you can change the person, whether they're narcissistic or not what you really wanted or needed in your life at that time, what do you do if it's someone you love who's going through this? I mean, I've had friends that have been in abusive relationships. I've got friends that have been in relationship with serious narcissists, and they just won't break out of them. And I see that it's unhealthy. I see them changing. How can you know, you always say you can't change someone, but how can you help a friend see the light, as it were?
Oh, it's so tough. It's really tough because I think our choices reflect our readiness. So to be in an unhealthy relationship also shows your readiness to be in something that's really good. So we can sit around and we can complain all day that we're with a narcissist or that we're in something that's toxic or unhealthy. But those people who are really ready for something good don't stay in those relationships for very long. So I would tell a friend to start looking inside instead of at the other person and what the other person is doing to them and how they're taking away their personality and their joy. I would work with them from the behind the scenes and say, you know, where are we off road here? Why are we not connected to, why are you not connected to what is going to actually make you happy? Let's stop blaming him, because that person is going to let go of that relationship, and if they haven't fixed what's going on inside, they're going to go and find the same person, and it's just in a different shape, a different body. You can't encourage a friend. There's no friend that's going to break up with her husband or her boyfriend simply because you told her to. All the encouragement from your friends alone is not going to work. The only thing you can do is to be there for them, let them know that you have, you know, a shoulder to cry on, that you'd love to see them happier. But I think it's a slippery slope to tell a friend that they should break up with someone that's making them unhappy. It's ultimately their choice. They have to have ownership with it.
It absolutely is, and it's tough telling somebody that because, and you sound like an intervention when you do have a friend like that and you sit them down and you say, but you know, you're not able to see us anymore, or you're not able to do this anymore, and you know, I mean, and you sound like one of these interventions, but yet, you know, as you say, if you kind of come in from the back end, that might be a better way to do it. Now, what if it's yourself? And you know that this person is making you unhappy. You know all the things that we've discussed. Taking that step to get out. Do you seek help? Do you jump ship? Do you move away? Change your Facebook page? I mean, how do you really do that?
If it's abusive, if you're in danger, you have to cut the cord. But I've never believed in, you know, cutting off your nose to spit your face. So if you're in a relationship that you just know is no longer working, maybe at one point it was healthy, cutting that person out of your life, it's almost like creating like a death in the family. Why do that to yourself? You don't need to make it so dramatic. You just need to be very, very clear about what it is that you want, what it is that is no longer working. And you have to have really good boundaries. But you don't have to say goodbye forever. You know, you can say, why don't we talk in 30 days? It's just a phone call. You can kind of wean yourself out of that relationship. Again, unless it's a really negative, toxic, unhealthy relationship. If it's just no longer working for you, you can sort of take baby steps out of it. Most people don't know how to do that. They don't know how to just go cold turkey out of a relationship. It feels like you're mourning the loss of your friend, your mate, your companion, so many things. And sometimes it's your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend or your roommate. It's a tough thing to just completely cut someone out of your life.
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, and switching gears a little, we only have about a minute and a half left, but give us some healthy relationship things that we might notice in our own relationship that would help us notice the things that might be unhealthy.
When your partner is supporting your goals, your dreams, that's a sign of a healthy relationship. When your partner notices what lights you up, whether that's your spending time with your friends and your family, and they themselves help you to put focus on that side of your life, that's a healthy relationship. If your life is somehow a little bit easier because of that person, that's a great relationship. If that person in your life brings up the slack. So where you fall, that person's really good at things. This person is supportive of you. They're on your team. They're not critical or judgmental of you. It's one thing to be in a relationship and to be voicing what you want and need, but if you're constantly being torn down by someone, that's not the right relationship for you. So I think you actually end up feeling better with your partner than you do without them.
Wow, those are really...
Those are signs of a good relationship.
And that's a great way to put the comparison there. So now in the last 30 seconds, give us a website where people can find out more about you and your very best advice for unhealthy relationships.
They can find me at aprilbeyer.com, aprilbeyer.com. And my best advice for unhealthy relationships is to get the support from someone. Find yourself a great therapist and get clear to your wants and needs, even before you meet someone, before you make a decision to date someone or break up with them, please go get yourself some help and to find out exactly what it is that you need to be happy on your own, and then make your choices.
And then you can make your choices. And the thing is that we're talking about relationships of all kinds. Could be your best friend, could be relationships with a parent or a loved one or a boyfriend, girlfriend, or spouse. Notice the differences between the unhealthy and the healthy relationships. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, and of course, stay well.